What God put in my heart was, as I kind of, there's a theme on the songs we picked, was hope. Hope was hope. And I had picked the songs first, and then God stirred up in me this message. Hope, hope, like, this is like, we use it so many ways. Hope has been used to win elections. Hope has been used to win championships. Hope has been used to build up a city and to build up a nation. And hope has been used as a wish. Now, some of you might be wishing right now that I hope he hurries up and finishes because I want to go watch TV or something. But it's okay because there's no good TV shows on Wednesdays. Just Arrow, but it's on break right now. But in the other hand, loss of hope has lost elections, has lost championships and seasons that are messed up, and has torn apart cities and destroyed nations and torn them apart. My senior year of high school, I was in the soccer team. We were considered a young team. And we were really hopeful in the beginning of the season. We had hopes that the year before we had won the state championship, and so we were going into a season full of hope that hey, maybe we could do this again. We were participating in this tournament called the Brandon Bean Tournament. At the time, I don't know how it is now, but at the time that was where all the top schools played, like all the higher division schools. Usually, a lot of times, the winner from that school, from that tournament, won the state. It's just, that's how it was back then. And that year, it was the first year ever that we, as Douglas High School, made it to the finals of the Brandon Bean Tournament. We had knocked off top teams that were supposed to be top teams in the nation and stuff like that. And we got to that final, and we lost at the last, we lost in overtime, and it was a golden goal. So, which means, if you don't know what that means, golden goal means they score a goal, the game's over. Whoever scores the goal wins. First goal wins. And so we're in overtime, and I remember seeing the clock right before. I seen the clock, and I saw there's 35 seconds left, and the ball was on their side. And then all of a sudden, their goalie just kicked it as hard as he can, and it went over all of us, and it was just a sprint race between me and the other guy, and the other guy beat me, and he scored the goal. And from that moment on, a lot of the team lost hope in the season. We lost hope. 4 games went by, and we lost every single one of them that we should have won, because we had lost hope that we could do it. So what is hope? That was just a little story that I wanted to tell, like, about losing hope. But what is hope? And I wanted to know what it actually meant. I'm sure I've looked it up before, but it's one of those things that you have to look up continuously so it could stick. And I found out, I read, it's a feeling of expectation. Expectation of what is sure. And I started, because we always use hope and faith kind of similar as, like, oh, you hope for this, you have faith for that. But they're similar, but they're not the same. So I won't get too far into faith. In short, it's complete trust. Faith is complete trust. But hope is expectation of what is sure. They go together. In Romans 8, if we could turn there, Romans 8, 24 and 25. It says, "For we have been saved in this hope and for this future, but hope does not involve what we already have or see. For who goes around hoping for what he already has? But if we wait expectantly for things we have never seen, then we hope with true perseverance and eager anticipation." Yeah. And I really like that. And I think it went in line with what you heard in the spirit for 2017. And it just jumped in me. Without hope, we can't fully trust God with our hearts. Hope, I don't know, like, I've been reading about hope, and I'm getting so excited about the next year, the coming year, and all this. It's so, yeah, but we have the hope. But then I started thinking, what else is hope good for? And I found in Job 11:18, security is another thing. A lot of times we look to like security guards and house alarms and all that stuff. Like, you know, the deadbolts and all those. We look for those for in hope of security, right? So that's, they offer some sort of protection from evil people. In Job 11:18, it says, and you will feel secure because there is hope. You will look around and take your rest in security. In eternal hope in Christ means that we are completely secure in God's hands in this world and the next. It doesn't matter what storms are raging. Our anchor is hope that God is in control. The next one was confidence. Psalms 25:3. No one who hopes in you will never, no one who hopes, I wrote it weird. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come to those who are treacherous without cause. No one who ever hopes in you will be put to shame, because the hope that we have in the blood of Jesus, the sureness that we have in the blood of Jesus, we don't have to worry about the shame of our sins. We confess our sins and they are covered by his sacrifice. Not by good works, but by the grace of God. Because of this, because of the sacrifice that God has did, we are able to boldly approach the throne of God of grace and seek God's help. Because of this hope that we have, this sureness, this like expectation of what is sure, this that God has saved us. The next one is Psalm 71:14. Hope can cause us to praise God. Praise God. I really, really like this scripture, and I read it in so many versions, and all of them are so good. But I chose this one because it's easier. I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more and more. I think I said many mores, but that's fine. It could keep going more and more and more. Oh man, I left my Bible over there. In the voice, it says, I forgot what it says in the voice, but it was really good in the voice. 71:14. I will keep hope alive, and my praises to you will grow exponentially. I can't say that word, but you guys get what I'm trying to say. Exponentially, yes. We have one of those where it just keeps growing and growing and growing. Our praise, if we keep our hope in God, our praise will grow and grow and grow and grow. It never stops growing if our hope in Christ never goes away, our anchor. In the hardest times, in the hardest times when everything's going wrong, we can still have hope. We can praise him when everything looks like it's going down. Our hope in God reveals that he is in control. And he uses everything for our good. Because we're the ones that were praising him. We're the one searching after him. So everything comes out for our good. As an example about this scripture specifically is about a song that I wrote in a really hard time. The song Hope Eternal, we played it today. And we played it a couple weeks back for the first time. And I wrote it in a really, really hard time. I was in a job that I didn't necessarily really like. The people in the job were really hard to work with. And the kids that I was working for, I didn't think I had much influence on them, the special ed kids. I was just really having a really, really hard time in that job. And my parents had just moved away, and many nights I was starving because I didn't have food or money to pay for food. I really didn't know what to do. And then one night where I was just like, I was at the end, I was like pretty much done. I just started playing my guitar, and the line, the voice that calms the storm, the fire by night and the cloud by day, that line just started stirring up in my spirit. Then it literally just hit me. It said, that's my hope. That's my God. The one who guided the Israelites out of captivity. He's the one who's with me right now. He's the one guiding me. And I don't know how to explain it, but just working on that, I gained hope again. And I had an expectation that things were going to get better. The following week was pretty easy. I felt like I was actually starting to do my job well. And then a week after that, I got transferred to another school with almost double the pay and the benefits. And the people I got along with a lot better. And there was actual visual proof that the kids I was working with were improving, to the point where this is kind of hard because they started sending the most difficult students in the school district to our school because of what they've seen, the improvements of the kids that we were working with. And so just by expecting things were going to get better, by keeping my focus on God when I had lost it, when I keeping my hope in God, things got better just by praising and hoping. But yeah, the next one, and it kind of goes the same with this one, strength. I didn't say the scripture. Isaiah 40:31. This is a very common scripture. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Life in this world can suck. I was going to try to figure out another word for it, but no, we'll just be real. It could beat us up spiritually, emotionally, physically, in any way, which way, it could beat us up. But the hope we have in Christ to overcome evil with good, to bless and not curse, that hope is what gives us strength to face this world. That hope that God gave us gave me strength to go through that next week. And I don't know how other ways to explain it, that it's just God's goodness. He gives us the strength. The next thing that comes with hope is favor. Lamentations 3:25. The Lord is good to those who hope is in him, to the ones who seek him. It's just that one's like, all we have to do is hope in him. Expect him. Be expecting in him. Be sure of him. Be sure of Christ. Be sure of God. And then all the blessings and all the favor will come. The favor that you need with your friends, with your family, with your work, school, will come once your hope is in him. Again, the favor of God blesses those who have hope in him. He gives the ability to exceed in anything he has called us to do. Would it be working with special ed kids? Would it be speaking? Would it be typing? Would it be creating stuff? Will it be whatever he has called you to do? He has given you the ability to excel at it if you hope in him, put your trust in him. He has given you that ability. The only one stopping you from exceeding in that ability is yourself. Because the devil has no control over you. He has no dominion over you. He only has dominion if you give it to him. But you haven't given it to him. You have given your life to Christ. You have given your spirit to Christ. You have given your life. You have given yourself to Christ. So the devil does not have you. Christ has you. His hope. If your hope is in him, in God, he'll pull you through. Another thing that hope brings is, this is one of my favorite things. I know my face doesn't show a lot of times that I'm happy, but most of the time I am. Inside, I'm really joyful. I laugh at nearly everything. Sometimes I start laughing and they're like, what's wrong with you? Like inside, I'll just start giggling and I don't know, I guess I look weird. But Romans 12:12, Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Rejoice in hope, or be joyful in hope. Because we have the hope, we have the sureness of Christ. We can rejoice and be joyful. Because the expectation we have in Christ, the sureness we have in Christ, we could sing, we can dance, we could dance joyfully, we could sing joyfully, even in the middle of tribulation. In the middle when everything's going wrong, we can still be joyful because of that hope, that sureness we have in Christ. Even when the crap hits the fan, we could still be joyful. If you don't know what that does, go to the fair and go to the where the cows are at, because they have the fans blowing at their butts. So whenever they poop, the poop goes everywhere. So you can imagine, it's kind of crazy sometimes. It could be crazy with dancing when everything's going wrong. As you can imagine, you get, because that's not my first thought. If I'm right there with the cows and I get poop on my all over myself, I'm not going to go dancing and rejoicing, singing, praise God, hallelujah. That's not what I'm probably going to be doing. But that's essentially kind of what we're doing when everything's going wrong. It might seem silly in our natural mind, but in the spirit, it's the most beautiful praise that God can get.
Amen.
Hope brings love. Romans 5:5. This is the voice, in the voice version. And I just really, really, really like this one. Hope will never fail to satisfy your deepest need, because the Holy Spirit that was given to us has flooded our hearts with God's love. Hope will never satisfy your deepest need, because the Holy Spirit that was given to us has flooded our hearts with God's love. Like, I really wrote nothing else, because that when I read that today, I just sat literally for like 45 minutes, just sat in awe of this scripture. Because I don't know, I guess I had never seen it before. God showed it to me in a new light. But hope will never fail to satisfy your deepest need. Whatever you need from Christ, would it be wisdom? Would it be healing? If you want to go deeper with him more, you want to speak more in tongues, you want to do all that stuff, that deepest need in the deepest part of your spirit, the deep, he has given to you, because God's Holy Spirit has filled you with his love. The hope reveals God's love inside us. Hebrews 11:1. Hope brings faith. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. The assurance of our faith is in God is hope. We don't need to see him to believe that he exists. Our hope in God is a sure foundation that we could build our lives upon. We can build our lives upon on the sureness of God. We could build our lives on the expecting of God. I guess that doesn't really make sense, but I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to say. We could build in our relationships. We could build on any foundation, on the hope, on the sureness of our God. Any ministry, anything that we're starting, if we put the foundation in the sureness of God, it's going to stand. Hope can sometimes, like I said earlier in the story, sometimes it can be lost, and it could be found. It could be tiny, but even when it's tiny, it could still be very, 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 very powerful. When in my time at the high school, at the varsity soccer team, I learned so much about faith, and it was a great time where I felt like I grew so much in that time. I saw scripture in a different way. I saw God in a different way during that time. My coach would always say, as long as you have hope and hard work, you can achieve anything. And that those times were so powerful. There were so many things that he said that were so powerful that still affect me. And I'm sure if the more I preach, the more I'm going to use his quotes. In Ecclesiastes 9:4, it says, "Anyone who is among the living has hope. Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion." Kind of random, I know, right? But there is hope for everybody, even the unbelievers. As long as they're alive, they still have hope. There's still hope for them. Why do you think you're in their lives? You're the hope in their lives. You're the Christ in their life. A lot of people, the closest thing that they're going to get to a Bible is going to be your life. So it's important to have that hope, to have that sureness of Christ, that so we can show them the love of Christ, the hope of Christ. God has planted hope in all of our hearts so we can build a strong relationship with him. So we can have a strong, deep-rooted foundations. So when bad times come, when dry times come, we could still produce fruit. That we could still produce fruit, and fruit that remains. Is the Bible calls us to bear fruit that remains. It doesn't call us to call fruit. It calls us to bear fruit that remains. Even in the, it doesn't say, oh, when it's all shiny and all, when you get a plenty of rain and all. No, it says you will bear fruit when it remains. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You should be producing fruit that remains. With a deep hope, with a deep root in Christ, we can stand during the tribulation. In a few years ago, just a week ago, there was that really bad, really, really bad winds, storms. And in where my mom lives, where does she live? In Hereford. A lot of the houses around her lost roofs. That's a weird word to say, roofs. It sounds like I'm saying roof, roof. Lost roofs, and trees came down, and plants broke, and all the stuff came down. A bunch of stuff, like fences tore down and stuff like that. Yeah. Huachuca means mighty wind. You guys didn't know that. Now you know. And I had seen, the weeks before, and the corner, the street goes in. So the corner that where my mom lives, there's this guy. He was by himself working on, a gate to his house. Where I guess a carport, and he dug in really deep the foundation for the pillars. He dug in really, really deep. Like, because I would pass through there like 3 or 4 times a day when I'm there, and I was like, he's still working on that? Why? That's dumb. I would just probably put it just like half of that, maybe 2 feet deep. I think that would be fine. But his thing was still standing when everybody else's around was, their fences had fallen down. And his was still standing. So that root system, that foundation was deep in the ground, was deep. So in other words, if we put our foundations deep, our hope deep into Christ, we will stand when stuff goes wrong. So, what is this? Our God has done so much for us that we sometimes forget that he's still going to do more. With that hope, with that expectation, we could expect an increase in all good things. Like the theme is for 2017, an increase of all good things. With that hope, with that sureness, with that expectation of what is sure, we could expect all good things. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Peter. I'll just say this is kind of self-explanatory if you think on it for a minute. As Peter was sharing these things, it came up in me that, at least for my mind at the moment, the best definition of hope is to think of it as the opposite of hopelessness. So which do you want? I've had both. And I can guarantee you hope's better than hopelessness. So we just draw on that. Father, in Jesus' name, we Thank you for hope. Thank you, Lord, that we have an anchor for our soul, and that is a sure hope with a sure expectation. You are the anchor for our soul, and our hope in you is that anchor, that sure anchor. It will not fail. And we just thank you for that, Lord. We just thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, that your word is true and that your word is hope. Lord, the scripture tells us that hope comes from the scripture. Just like faith comes from the word of God, hope also comes from the scripture. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that your word is feeding us those things that remain, faith, hope, and love. All these things that come out of your word, that just, they're emitted from your word. They come out of your word. They radiate from your word. Faith, hope, and love. These things that remain forever and ever and ever. And we just thank you, Lord, that you're blessing us with the capacity and the ability, the hunger to draw on faith, hope, and love. And we just lay hold of those things in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Unless the Lord tells you not to, just plan to invite somebody to church on Sunday. Amen.